Okay, talking with Ron Schuller, and I guess first off, Ron, officially, this is your first official day as general manager of the show. How's it going?
It seems to be going pretty well. Everybody seems to be pretty happy, and it's not due to me, it's due to a good committee that we're working with.
Which really, at this point in time, is when you know that they've done their homework, haven't they?
Right, yeah, it's kind of interesting how meetings go. The meetings are much shorter recently because a lot of the problems have been solved, but there's always the unexpected problems that arise that we have to deal with.
Over the years now, of course, one of the threats you have is when you have heavy rains prior to the show, but this ground really can handle this rain, can't it?
Yes, it can. It's surprising. Last week, Wednesday, we had 0.4 inch of rain, and by Thursday noon, we were able to drive on it, and dust was coming off already. So then we had another 0.4 on Saturday, and again, on Sunday afternoon, we were able to come back. We had some low spots that were a little wet, but for the most part, it was very navigable, not a problem.
And as a result, the field demonstrations, the tiling, everything's going as planned.
Right. As far as I know, they're on schedule, yes.
All right. What about other events here at the show? I mean, this is something that you look for new and unique events to draw people in. So far, it looks like a good turnout. Anything particularly that you credit that to?
I think it's a wide variety of things that we have, a lot of enthusiasm in the county, and I think our show is a little bit different than other shows in that we provide education for people coming in. It's just not looking at machinery like some of the other farm shows, but there's a lot of education. Extension is here. UW River Falls is actively involved, and so consequently, I think we got a lot of interest, and we try to connect with the Minnesota folks. Connecting with some of the radio stations over there, and we're hopefully drawing from Minnesota as well.
Talk about the fact that you are in the close proximity of UW River Falls, and that's kind of a first for them, isn't it?
Right. We haven't been this far west in a long time. Never, actually.
Yeah.
But the closest we've been is Menominee County, or Dunn County, excuse me, near Menominee. So so it's an area that hasn't had the opportunity to showcase their agriculture, and they've got a lot of agriculture to showcase.
One thing that, of course, is unique about the show is the fact that it does move around, and there's been some people that have talked that maybe it should go to a permanent site, but this is an example of the advantages of moving around, isn't it?
It certainly is, and a couple of things there. One of the things we do is we have a lot of volunteers involved, and there's leadership training there. You have that many volunteers, you have different levels of management, and so there's a lot of learning that's done there. And the other thing we've looked at in terms of people attending the show, the last two shows we've collected data on attendees, and within 50-mile radius, 60% of the people come within a 50-mile radius, and then another 20% from 50 to 100 miles. So within 100 miles, we get 80% of our attendees. So by moving around, you get a whole new set of people, not a whole new set, but a pretty large changeover in the people that are attending the show. So
now here you're close to an urban area, and of course last year you were just east of Madison, so another urban area. Does that make a difference on attendance if you are closer?
It does somewhat. One of the things about the one over in west of Madison, when you draw that 50-mile circle, it kind of goes over Lake Michigan, and there aren't too many farmers there. And likewise, the year before, we were in Brown County, and so that impacts it. And I don't know how much the Illinois border had effect there in Dodge County, but it certainly would be in that range too. But I think we're connecting with the Minnesota media. There's some radio stations that we've connected with, some newspapers, so we think we're making a good connection there.
Of course, next year you're going to be right in the center of the state, so a 50-mile radius, you're still in Wisconsin, but more of a rural area there.
Yeah, that's true. I got some towns that are fairly good size, like Marshfield, Wausau, Stevens Point, but nonetheless, it is all rural around there, so we should hopefully get a good crowd.
One of the neat things about your job is you are working with at least 3 years out, three different committees, and you see them at various stages of development. It has to be quite a thrill to watch them come together.
Right, it does. There's a whole transformation of the committee and the people on the committee in terms of how they evolve and develop and how they themselves. You talk to Mel Pippin, who's the chair here, and you compliment him as well. We got a good committees and good committee chairs, and that's what makes it go. And that, of course, there's some leadership that Mel is providing, and Greg, I know, is the county agricultural agent, providing in terms of so that those people develop. And there's a long-lasting effect by that leadership training and development.
And you can't say enough about those host families.
Oh, yes, yeah. Peters is certainly a really great host family, and it certainly takes a lot of their time to be involved in this, meetings to go to, and I think the most difficult thing is you're always asked questions that you're not accustomed to answering. So they're not the usual questions in terms of how much fertilizer to put on or what varieties to select. But when you even when you make those decisions, you kind of think, how much should I take the show into account? You know, so that's another factor. So it just makes it a little more complex for them.
So how about you, this being on the job now this year? Any new surprises, anything that you didn't see coming?
There's always little surprises here and there, even at last few days getting ready for the show. There's always a few things that come up that we have to address and work with the county executive committee. They're the ones that really do a lot of the solving, and I just try to make sure they keep it within the guidelines that we have at the state level. So it's always that's always a challenge. You're always pushing the limit, which is what you would expect them to do too. So it's enjoyable.
Very good.